in a way is similar to the Yom Tov of Pesach. Both Pesach and Chanukah are dedicated to Chinuch Habonim. And Pesach, of course, the whole Seder revolves around the child. But Chanukah too doesn't revolve around the child, but the whole episode of the Nes Chanukah is revolves around Chinuch Habonim. The fact that Matisyo was able to raise five children, who, as my brother once pointed out, would say, "Ala nisim v'ala niflois, v'ala chuyis v'ala mochomis, shor sisola v'seinu, v'ayom v'ayim v'zmanase." So nisim we know, v'alim v'yad me'atim, v'mayim v'yad peirim, v'shoyim v'yad sadikim, z'idim v'yad iski sir secho d'sines, v'derach ha'teva. How could a tzaddik be geiver over the Rosh? But there was niflois also. Besides the nisim, the fact that Matisyo and the five sons had the guts, the courage to fight the mighty Syrian Empire. So that was niflois. So in order to raise children properly in a foreign environment, so you have to show niflois. Now nisim, so the Rebbeinu Shalom does, but niflois the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't do, because hakol shamayim chutz miyirat shamayim. So we have to do it ourselves. And so that's the message of Chanukah for today's generation, especially in Israel, when the whole world is hostile to Israel, and they are machirim es ha'emes u'mischabnim nimrei. So, after all, we know that Israel was the first one to realize the dangers of Iraq, and that's when we decided to destroy the nuclear plant. And if Chas V'Sholem Israel had not done that, what would be the world situation today? Everybody knows it, President Bush knows it, Secretary of State Baker knows it, but they are Yedim Esemes U'mischabni Nimritbeh. So that has to inspire us with courage, that we can fight. And the Danish home will help. Now, I think I once mentioned there is the pasuk in Echo, "Mipi Elyim Loiseitze Horoi Svatim." Almighty God does not decree evils and good. How come that in respect to evils it's used the Russian Rabbi? And in respect to good, the Lashon Yochid, why doesn't it say, "Mipi Elyim Loiseitze Horei Svatei Beitz," or "Mipi Elyim Loiseitze Horo Batei"? So the Yeshiva says, "Nispeo Shrei Ameir Anecho," that there are two kinds of evils and there are two kinds of good. There is physical evil, poverty, death, sickness, loneliness, and there is moral evil. When one leads an immoral life, and then there are two kinds of good. There is physical good, prosperity, power, friendship, and then there is a moral good, a virtuous life. So we say, "Haboli tayam misai neisi, haboli tamei pisa." Why? In respect to mitaye, Chazal used the expression misai neisi, and in respect to Amei, Pesachim. Misaylei means that the Hashgacha helps the person. Pesachim doesn't mean that the Hashgacha helps the person. The Hashgacha never helps a person do evil. But the Hashgacha, Hakav de Shamayim, Chutz V'yar Shamayim, means in respect to moral evil, if a person wants to do evil, then the evil punishes itself, the person. The Rebbeinu Shalom instilled it in the Tzuras Eilom, the Anogas Eilom, that when a person decides to do evil, then the evil itself will punish him. Now, in the story of Yosef, now, this is one of the most difficult episodes in the Torah. Yosef was a dreamer. The brothers were jealous of him. So because of that, they decided to get rid of him. Vayimalei, lechno rei yeshleim lachecha, vayeshleim atzeim, vashivei midovo, vayishlocheu meimek chevrin vayovisham. Yaakov said to Yaakov sent him away from the inner chevrin, the valley of chevrin. So Rashi raises the question, vale chevrin v'haar, shenema vayalu banege vayovi at chevrin torin. So in other words, the whole plan was arranged by the Hashgacha in order to actualize the Nidui to Avraham Avinu. So the question arises, so why were the Shvatim banished? It wasn't their fault. The Hashgacha did it. But here, I think, at the core, is one concept that has been at the core of all the bloodshed throughout generations. That is the concept of Hamator, Mikadeshes, and Tzoy. That if the goal is sublime, then it doesn't matter what means we take to attain the goal. This was at the core of the French Revolution. Now, the French Revolution and the American Revolution took place about the same time, but the American Revolution is a result of the American Revolution, so the whole world is still reaping the fruits and the blessings of the American Revolution, French Revolution. So at the very outset, so we had bloodshed. And if you just consider the slogans of the American Revolution and the French Revolution, so at first blush it appears that the slogan of the French Revolution was much more sublime than the slogan of the American Revolution. The slogan of the French Revolution was liberty, equality, and fraternity. How can anybody disapprove of liberty, equality, and fraternity? It's in consonance with the concept of having order, he should be free to decide upon his lifestyle, and of course to be equal, and we should show brotherhood to every man. But the French pioneers, the revolutionaries, follow up this slogan? Not at all. On the contrary, they acted in a way that was diametrically opposed to all the beautiful concepts mentioned in that slogan. Whom the proper spell sent to the guillotine, that gate, those who fought together with him. But not so in American evolution. So what's the difference? The difference is, in one word, the American revolutionaries were indoctrinated with the biblical ideas, and in the declaration, the preamble to the Declaration of Independence, they wrote, man was endowed by his creator with certain inalienable rights, and on which are life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. So the right to life comes before anything else. This is a message that is unfortunately not noticed by modern people, especially by doctors who fortunately or unfortunately have the power to give life to a person or to kill a person. And many doctors unfortunately decide it's not worth living. It's a prolonged life of agony. So it's better to not to give life support. I remember my mother-in-law, Olera Cohen, was sick. So then a very famous doctor, I don't want to mention his name, so he said that she has cancer and there's nothing that could be done to help her. So I said, but she can prolong her life substantially. Her life was prolonged for a number of months, every year. So he said, do you think that she'll be able to go dancing? So if she can't go dancing, so what's the use for her to live and to continue living that way? It's a continuation of dying slow. So, and that's all because of the concept of a Torah Mikadeshes Tzemtzum, that the end justifies the means. So that's why the brothers of Yosef, out of jealousy, conceived the notion that Yosef was heretic, as the Sforno points out. Why was he heretic? Because Yaakov dreamed the dream of Sur Mutzaf Arzo, Firesh Magia Hashemayim, in Malach Elohim, Elu Yerdemi. And they, out of jealousy, said, Yosef is trying, is abandoning that dream of Sulam was a false of Adin Shimati Hashemai. And he's dreaming other dreams of Anach Ma'arumi and Shemesh Vayareach Vakichodim Mishtachrumi. But Yosef HaTzadik was not dreaming another dream. It was the same dream as Yaakov of Sulam was a false of Adin Shimati Hashemai. But Yosef realized that it's a changing society, and you can't, it's the same dream, the same goals, but the means, the methods are different because it's a changing society. So Mele Yosef dreamt as a boy that of a planned economy, so that there won't be any people who will be hungry, so there won't be any poverty. But at the same time, he also dreamt another dream of Hashemesh Vayareach Vakichodim Mishtachrim. So that was the other part of Yaakov's dream, of Reishi Amad Yashamayimu. And why did Yosef HaTzadik analyze Yaakov's dream into two components? Because Yitzchak realized, as the Novi said, the Novi Yeshayahu said, he is something more yitzchicho, of seyodi yitzchicho, lintea shamayim yunisi goretz, lema vtsi in amiyato. In other words, a heaven cannot be built, it can be planted. An earth can be built if you have enough manpower and enough materials. You can build an empire state building in a relatively short time, but the heaven you can't build in a relatively short time. You have to plant it. You have to sow in the seeds. And that was the Torah by Chaim Amagel. When Chaim Amagel saw a person, an old man, planting a tree of charuvim, a carob tree, and it takes 7 years for the tree to sprout forth. So Chaim Amagel said to the old man, "Do you intend to eat the fruits of that tree?" So he said, "Just as I eat the fruit that my grandfather planted, so I want my grandchildren to eat the fruit that I'm planting." So then he fell asleep, and the cave was formed, and then he woke up after 70 years. So then he saw people reaping the fruit of that tree. He didn't know that it was the tree that he himself planted. So he asked him, "Who planted the tree?" So people looked at him as if he was crazy. And then, wherever he walked, he was not recognized. And he did not even recognize himself until he entered the Beis Medrash. And then, when he entered the Beis Medrash, he heard the Chachomim arguing and mentioning his name. So that was the mistake that it was committed by the Jewish people. They had many opportunities in the course of the generations to have a Jewish Meluche in Eretz Yisrael, but they didn't, because they underestimated their own potential. How can they establish a Jewish state in Eretz Yisrael when the whole world is against them? The Talmud of Eliyahu mentions a very interesting story. He said Talmud of Eliyahu was once walking on the Haifa Yam, so he met a certain person running. So he said, "Mamelach Techo." So he says, "Koroso," whether he knows how to read. So he says, "Lord." "Shondiso," he says, "Lord." So he says, "Mamelach Techo." So, what is your melochem? So he said, "Tzayodani." He is a fisherman. Now he said, "Why didn't you learn Torah?" So he says, "Lemostnu lu chokmo binamer kamayim liumite." He says, "He doesn't have the potential to understand Torah." So he says, "What are you doing in your trade as a fisherman?" So he said, he takes flax. He has to sow flax, and then he has to harvest the flax. And then he has to make nets, and then he catches the fish, and then he sells the fish. So he says, to do all these things, that was before the days of division of labor. He had to do everything. But Torah says, he called the Lechoitz on the Pasuk, and the Yalke Shemein mentions this story of Eliyahu on the Pasuk in Tzavi. He called the Lecho Hadova Meid, Beficho Vovcho Lases. So that was the tragedy of the Jewish people. They had many opportunities in the course of generations, but they did not take advantage of it because they underestimated their own potential. And that ties up with the Enlightenment period in Berlin. Now, Moshe Mendelssohn was certainly Shimon Mitzvahs. A Yerei Shamayim to the highest degree. And when Frederick the Great once asked him to come on Shabbos to play chess with him, he refused. He said he has to walk more than it's on Shabbos. How can he do that? But what happened to the whole Enlightenment movement? We all got lost to the Jewish people. The children converted themselves. All these Talmidim converted themselves. How did it happen? After all, he was such a Yerei Shamayim, Moshe Mendelssohn. Now, the Rebbe of Moshe Mendelssohn, as a young boy, was the Kol Nedor, the Pirush and Yerushalmi, who was Robert Berlin. It is interesting that the whole liberalism in Moshe Mendelssohn's philosophy we find in one Pirush by the Kol Nedor. The Kol Nedor in his drawing says that the memory of Rabbi Kivik, the after the Rachok Meicho, the Kolbodl Bateok. Why? Because suppose a person cuts meat, and by mistake he cuts the left hand, right hand, the left hand, I mean the left hand, because he uses the right hand to cut it. So he cuts his left hand. Will he decide to punish the right hand because it's cut the left hand? No, why not? Because the left hand is his hand and the right hand is his left, is his hand. So how can a person be cruel to another person? After all, it's one big organism, a collective organism of humanity. Then, Shimon, as I said, it's in the Tereskin, Parshe, Deishin Kiyo, and also in the Shrabe and Reishis, that Zesifa till the Sodom, the Yen Breya Lechim is Odom, the Musa Lechim was a Yisei, Kalbodu Yisam. So what does the Nazai want? The answer is, and as I said to him, I think it's true, that Vato Rahul Kameicho, Lord of Mankind, is a great concept. But in order to have Lord of Mankind, one must also have love of Israel, love of the Jewish people. And this is what the Kol Nedor meant when he explained that as a Indian, this is that the Israel, Adam began to pray the king as Adam, with Musa, the king was already saying, call God to Yisam is there, because that person tells us the concept that there cannot be any love of humanity unless there is Abbas Yisrael. There cannot be Abbas Atriyas without Abbas Yisrael. Those, I mean, of course, the Reformed Jews, they only emphasized Abbas Atriyas. So what was the result? The result was that there is no such thing as Abbas Yisrael, just Abbas Atriyas and Tzinas Yisrael. And this is mentioned by the Rashi, Achenesha. Yisam Lideishim, Jikodish and Yadishem, Va Abdeleschem Yoamim, Lieis Li. Va Abdeleschem Yoamim, Lieis Li, Imatem Mugdolim Yehem, הריאתם שלי, ואם לאו הריאתם של מוחד נצא וחבר. There is no in between. Either you are dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if you're not dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you belong to Muhammad Nessa Vahadeo. You see it today, many liberal Jews, so they joined the PLO. The PLO are the nice people, and the Israelis are the terrorists. The PLO throw rocks and heavy boulders at the Jews who come on Sukkot to pray before the cold cell. They are terrorists. But, I mean, they are nice people. But the Jews who come to daven at the cold cell, they are terrorists because they are provoking a conflict. So what should the Jews do? What should they do? Take pictures of the Kosovo. So this is what the Kovnado meant, that in order to have Abbas Apries, we have to have Abbas Yisrael. Otherwise, if Abbas Apries doesn't go hand in hand with Abbas Yisrael, so then there will be Sinas Yisrael. There is no in between. Either we are Mugdol in Him and dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in love, הרי אתם של נצר וחבר. Now, in the Sefer of Miketz, of the lean ears of corn swallowing up the fat ears of corn, of the lean cows eating up the fat cows. And then he mentioned the dream to his Chartumim, and they didn't know how to interpret it. Then the Saramashkin said to Pharaoh that Eschatoya Yan Maskiralein, Pare Kosa Falavodo, Vayitin Eisi Vinishma Beis Sara Tapochi, Oisi Beis Sara Evi, Van Chalmo Chalein Bilayla Yachot, Ani Vehu, Ish Kifisren Chalein Yachalam, Vishom Yitonu Naar, Ivri, Evenly Sara Tapochi, Van Sapolei, ויפתח לנו את חלומסינו, איש כחלי מפוסו, ויהי כאשר פוסה לנו, כן היו, איסי הישי ולקני, ואיסי צו. And then, Yosef interpreted Pharaoh's dream. And that was the critical point in Yosef's life, and also in the lives of his brothers, which ultimately culminated into the real recognition of Yosef and of Yosef's dreams. Now, as I said before, Why were the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik jealous of Yosef? Because they didn't understand this. They thought that Yosef HaTzadik was dreaming another kind of dream, not Yaakov's dream. And because of that, he'll prevail upon Yaakov Avinu that Yaakov should dispossess Yisrael. You may really consider the Rabban Avadya's form, it says in his Peir, which is Eredi. And all that was due to the fact that they believed in the concept of Hamatoro Mikadesh Samson, that the goal justifies the means. Of course, this is a very dangerous concept. Now, the Torah says, Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof. So the innocent Mezial interpreted, Bekushte Teodif Kushte. If you are pursuing justice and righteousness, fine. But the means you adopt in order to attain justice and righteousness have to be just and righteous themselves, and not like the revolutionaries in the French Revolution or in the Communist Revolution, when Jewish leaders came to Trotsky in the beginning of the 20th century, and they said to him, because of the involvement of Jewish radicals in the communist movement, so because of that there will be pogroms. So he answered, so he said, out of idealism, he said that if the wills of the communist revolution have to be lubricated through Jewish blood, let it be lubricated. The more the better. It wasn't out of Sinas Yisrael, it was not an Semite, it was a Jew himself, a grandson of a very important Rav. But because of the concept of Hamatoro Mikadesh Samitsoi, and this is not a right concept, Tzedek Tzedek Tirdei B'Kushtei Olif Kushtei, and then the Torah says, V'yiskadishtem v'yisem v'yishim. In other words, you have to aspire towards Dushe, but the means to attain Dushe themselves have to be Kodesh. That's why the Pinchas Meyoyo says in his Praise, he mentions 10 wrongs of moral behavior. Zihirus mivir, dislizus, slizus mivir, nikius, Nikius nivir le trishus, trishus nivir le dei le gitare, and tare nivir le dei yerashet, yerashet nivir le dei anovo, anovo nivir le di chasidus, chasidus nivir le di dusha. 10 wrongs, but you can't attain dusha, but it has to be gradual. In Teya Shamayim, you have to plan the Kedusha. So that was the message of Hanukkah too. In other words, if you want to accomplish for the Jewish people and for Torah, so then we have to show courage and to fight. Now, again, in Bayeshev it's mentioned that when the brothers of Yosef threw Yosef into the Be'er, so that Habei Rei came in Mayim. So Chazal say, Habei Rei came in Mayim, Mayim main Be'er, Avol Mechoshim Be'akav in Mayim. Now the question arises, how do Chazal know that there was Nechoshim Be'akravim, snakes and scorpions in the bear? The Torah only says, Ba'bei Rei came to mind. The answer is, there is a law. Nature abhors a vacuum. Human nature certainly abhors a vacuum. In other words, you cannot leave human spirit, human heart, human mind in a vacuum. It has to be filled up with something. Either it is filled up with the values, the Torah values, of Balachta Bidrochov, Mahu Rachum, Mahatu Yerachum, Mahu Chanu, Mahatu Yechanu, Mahu Gimel Chasadim, Mahatu Yibah Chasadim. And if you don't, it will not remain empty. Because human nature abhors vacuum. So then it will be filled up with all kinds of natural snakes and scorpions. And this is what is happening today. Liberal Jews, they join the PLO, they write articles in the Tikkun magazine against Israel. Articles of hatred that are not even written by non-Jewish and by Semites. All because Habeirei, because Jews today forgot the concept of Habeirei in the mind. If my main way, so then it's Nihoshim v'akrab in Yehi. Now, I don't know whether I'll be able to give a chumash here for the next 2 weeks. So because of that, I want to discuss something in Vayigash also. On behalf of Binyamin is really very hard moving. And the Medrash says, and that in respect to that plea, so he says, Omar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Oilonu Mi'im Adin, Oilonu Mi'im Atechohe. שהייסיף קוטן של שבוטים היום בלוי יוכלו איכוף לעמד מתייך תכחוסי. So why does the Medrash use the Russian אולנו מימדים, אולנו מימתכוח? So the Bishalevi says, did means when a person does something wrong, so you rebuke him. You did something wrong. Tichoche doesn't mean you're rebuking. You're no good. It's the hetach of Tichoche. When the Torah says, Rechiach Tichiach es amisecho, the Torah does not mean has v'sholem, that if a person does it wrong, so we have to rebuke him, we have to tell him you're a rosh. But we have to prove him to be the chiyachtim, that he acted against himself. So this is what Yesed did. He took away Binyamin and then manipulated that the extra cup was found in Binyamin's valise. So he was the guilty one. So then all the brothers, of course Yehuda was the leader, but they all joined him. So they wanted to stay as servants for Yosef, but not Binyamin. So he was giving them to Chochi. You see, he says, now Yas, you go Bube Akeo, and you are Mesa Nefesh yourself. So much for your brother Binyamin. Where were you at that time when you threw me into the pit? Where were you then? So that's why the Medrash says, Oilonu Mi'im Adin, Oilonu Mi'im Hatechoche. So, Sha'ayetziv Kot Isha Shvotim Hol, Tumlo Yochlu La'amed Yudei Techochose. And that we also see in connection with the Agolas that Yosef sent to bring in them his father Yaakov. after the acknowledgement, so Parei sent Agolas to bring Yaakov. So, Vayalum Mitzrayim Vayoveyu Eretz Knaam El Yaakov Avim Vayagidu Leileme Regei Zitchai Vichumei Shel Bechol Eretz Mitzrayim Vayofik Libi Kalenu and he didn't believe them. Vayadu Eilov Es Kol Divrei Yitzim Asher Dibar Aleim Vayares HaGolis Asher Sholach Yitzim Tlosis Yitzim Vatchini Ruach Yaakov Avim. So the question is, Yaakov did not believe that Yosef still lives and that he is the nation Eretz Mitzrayim. So why is it when he saw the Agolas, the wagons that Yosef sent, so then he believed them? So Rashi says, Skolbi by Yosef, Simemosalem, Mameo Yosef. כי שפירש ממנו בפר שסג לערוף זהו שנמה וירס הגוליס אשר שולח יסי ונמה אשר שולח פרי. So, because what is the lesson of the parsha of Edav? כי מוצא חול באדמה. So then the skinny have to measure what city is closest to the place of the victim. And then the scheme of that city that is closest to the victim have to bring a neglarov and we have to make a declaration. Your daily shop was Adamas. So the Mishnah city says that it's halal right for Shizikni Riyah Shofras Adam. Necessary for them to vindicate themselves. Of course they didn't kill him, but Elo shall only say Upotanoi say below his anus below the dial. In other words, they have to make a declaration that they didn't know that there was an unfortunate person who was lonely, without companion, without food, without lodge. Had they known and still they didn't take any action to help him, to rehabilitate him, so then they would be guilty in the death of that person. Why would they be guilty? The one who killed him is guilty, but why should the whole community be guilty? The answer is that when a crime occurs, when tragedy occurs, it is the responsibility, the collective responsibility of the whole community. That's the parasha of Adav. Yaakov, when the children of Yaakov said, "Od Yosef chai v'chur meishel v'chol eretz Mitzrayim," vayofik libi, tell him, because how could Yosef be meishel, a dictator? After all, Yosef was Ben Skunim, and the Kodesh, one of the Pshatim of Ben Skunim is that he taught him the whole Torah that Yaakov was recovered with his Mezroshi Shoshem Be'iber and Zivi Kuminiski Yaakov. So how could it be in Eishel? But when he saw the wagons, so then he realized that Yosef is not in Eishel. Yosef is the prime minister of ancient, of pagan Egypt, but at the same time he's the servant of the people. And he did save Egypt and the whole ancient world out of starvation, out of poverty. Now this is what Yehuda said to Yosef HaTzadik in his dream. V'hoyo ki reisei kein hanar v'meis v'yiridu avodecho esilas abdecho obinu biyogin sheilo ki abdecho orei v'sanar modulei meir im lo yavienu ilecho v'chotosim yobi kol hayomi v'yato יש את נועדתך תחסנה, עדת לעדיני, בענר יער נחו, כי אלה אלובי בענר איננו איתי.